Welcome to the Association for Talent Development's podcast series. For more information about the Association for Talent Development, please visit our website at www.td.org. This is a feature article on page 38 of the December 2017 issue of TD Magazine. Learning Investment and Hours Are on the Rise by Maria Ho. Compared to last year, ATD's 2017 State of the Industry report shows gains in learning expenditure and learning hours used. Organizations continued to make healthy investments in employee learning in 2016, according to the Association for Talent Development. Its 2017 State of the Industry report, sponsored by LinkedIn Learning and Study.com, found that organizations spent $1,273 per employee in 2016 on direct learning expenditure, compared with $1,252 in 2015. Confirming organizations' commitment to learning, the average number of formal learning hours, which are standalone hours that are not embedded in work activities, used per employee also grew, reaching 34.1 hours in 2016, up from 33.5 hours in 2015. In fact, this is the fourth year in a row that has seen an increase in both the direct learning expenditure and the number of learning hours per employee. Because formal learning hours do not capture time spent learning while working, ATD also provides a picture of on-the-job learning, which can happen during activities such as employee knowledge sharing, coaching by peers and managers, stretch assignments, job shadowing, and rotational training. ATD found that for around two-thirds of the organizations, on-the-job learning is a key priority. A closer look at learning spending. The average direct learning expenditure per employee of $1,273 in 2016 represents a 1.8% increase from 2015. To provide some context for that figure, in 2016, the average inflation rate for advanced economies calculated by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, was 0.8%, so growth in learning spending outpaced inflation. More than 80% of the 299 organizations that submitted data for the state of the industry are headquartered in advanced economies. Direct learning expenditure can be divided into three broad categories: internal costs, external outsourced services, and tuition reimbursement. Internal costs include in-house development, delivery and administration expenses, and staff salaries. External services include consulting services, external content development and licenses, and workshops and training programs delivered by outside providers. Tuition reimbursement expenses include programs and courses at colleges and universities, as well as continuing professional education and certification. In 2016, 61% of direct learning expenditure was directed toward internal costs. Just over a quarter, 26%, went to external services. The remaining 13% went to tuition reimbursement. Looking closely at the efficiencies and expenditures data also reveals that economies of scale are at work in the market for learning. Larger employers often can offer a program at a lower cost per person because they can spread out the development and delivery costs over more participants. The data reflect that. Small organizations with fewer than 500 workers spent on average $2,016 per employee on learning, whereas mid-sized organizations with 500 to 9,999 employees spent $973, and large organizations with at least 10,000 workers spent $673. Despite having the lowest average per employee expenditure by far, large organizations saw their employees use more learning hours on average than workers at mid-size and small organizations. Differences also can be seen across industry groupings. In the latest State of the Industry, ATD provides benchmarks for four such groupings: finance, insurance and real estate, fire; healthcare and pharmaceutical; management consulting; and manufacturing. Employees in some industries require more costly training than employees in others, or the knowledge they need evolves rapidly, necessitating changes and additions to learning content. Illustrating that, management consulting firms spent on average $1,967 per employee on direct learning expenditure. Their employees may require specialized knowledge, and these firms often are small or mid-size. At the other end of the spectrum, the average direct learning expenditure for manufacturers was $461. Manufacturers often are large. Their content may not need to be specialized or updated frequently, and these companies are more likely to be headquartered in or have operations in emerging market and developing economies, where the costs of goods and services and salaries are lower. Fire companies spent $964 per employee on average in 2016, and healthcare and pharmaceutical organizations spent $916. Efficient distribution of learning. The average cost per learning hour available across all organizations was $1,809 in 2016, $6 higher than the previous year's cost. New content, or content recently adapted for a new delivery method, often carries a high cost per hour available because of upfront development expenditures. Frequent updates to existing content also may put upward pressure on the cost per hour available. However, the cost per learning hour used is only $80, which is slightly down from $82 in 2015 and $84 in 2014, showing that learning programs are being distributed efficiently across workforces. Confirming that efficiency, the average reuse ratio, or the number of learning hours used per hour available, rose to 51.1, the highest it has been since 2011. Manager development is a priority. The three content areas with the largest share of the learning portfolio in 2016 were managerial and supervisory, 14%, mandatory and compliance, 11%, and processes, procedures, and business practices, 10%. Together, these areas made up 35% of the portfolio of learning programs. Those were also the top three areas in 2015. Managerial and supervisory content likely will continue its hold on the top spot. A poll of talent development executives conducted by ATD's researchers in mid-2017 for the quarterly Talent Development Executive Confidence Index found that 43% expected funding for frontline manager development to grow in the next 6 months, and another 48% expected it to hold steady. Technology's influence on learning delivery. Traditional instructor-led face-to-face classroom was still the delivery mechanism for 49% of learning hours used in 2016. However, thanks to the increasing importance of technology in delivering learning, that number has drifted downward during the past few years. 5 years earlier, in 2011, it was 10 percentage points higher at 59%. Last year, 45% of learning hours used at the average organization were delivered via technology-based methods, up from 41% in 2015. In 2011, that figure was 38%. Technology-based learning can be delivered through online or satellite classrooms, self-paced online or non-network computer-based methods, mobile devices, or non-computer technology such as DVDs. Over the years, technological access and know-how on the part of both learners and designers have grown by leaps and bounds. Furthermore, the user-friendliness, flexibility, and variety of learning technologies have improved dramatically. Self-paced online delivery, e-learning, was the most used technology-based method in 2016, and consumption has grown from the previous year. In the research report, Next Generation E-Learning, Skills and Strategies, ATD and the Institute for Corporate Productivity found that 88% of organizations use e-learning, and many of those companies are making more of their learning programs available as e-learning, either exclusively or as an option. A snapshot of on-the-job learning. The formal learning hours described in this report only account for standalone learning occurring separately from job activities. However, at many organizations, learning experiences that happen during work are critical to employee development. So it's important for any comprehensive benchmarking report to capture an accurate picture of on-the-job learning. Because this type of learning is inherently difficult to measure in hours, ATD asked participating organizations to assess their commitment in 2016 to on-the-job learning. ATD began including these questions in the State of the Industry survey last year. Overall, 65% of organizations emphasized on-the-job learning to a high or very high extent. In 2015, 67% placed a large emphasis on it. In both years, a minuscule 3% placed no emphasis at all on it. On-the-job learning can take many forms. More than half of organizations used employee knowledge sharing on the job to a high or very high extent, but only 31% said the same about employee knowledge sharing using technology. Nearly half relied extensively on-the-job coaching by managers. The same is true of coaching by peers. However, only 31% used job shadowing and 17% heavily used rotational programs. Who was surveyed and how the survey was conducted? The target survey population was organizations of various sizes and industries. ATD distributed a link to an online survey to the target population in June 2017. The survey closed in August. A total of 299 unique organizations submitted data for fiscal or calendar year 2016. All organization-level data are confidential. Responses are aggregated, and only summary statistics across groups are reported. Download the 2017 State of the Industry report after December 8th at www.td.org/SOIR2017 or in the free ATD Publications app, www.td.org/pubsapp. The proceeding has been excerpted from TD Magazine, a monthly publication of the Association for Talent Development. For more information, please visit our website at www.td.org. TD's editor is Paula Ketter. TD's managing editor is Vanessa St. Gerard. Music by Incompetech.com. And I'm your host, Vanessa St. Gerard.